Backlash builds over Ramaswamy's embarrassing speech to Ohio Young Conservatives. This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Vivek Ramaswamy had a 30-minute slot. He used 14 of them. 5 days after the Republican nominee for Ohio governor walked off a Cincinnati stage to boos from a hall of young conservatives, the reaction has outrun the event itself. A Columbus Dispatch columnist put the appearance in a category usually reserved for campaign-ending moments. His Democratic opponent turned it into a message about billionaire entitlement. And the specific complaint shouted from the floor, data centers, energy prices, are the same ones that moved Tiffin City Council to act in April. Ramaswamy spoke on Wednesday, July 29th, at the 17th Annual Young Americans for Liberty National Convention at Xavier University in the city where he was born. The convention ran July 28th through 30. Quote, Hall of Fame of Embarrassing Political Performances. Ray Marcano, a contributing columnist for the Columbus Dispatch, wrote that the speech belongs in the Hall of Fame of Embarrassing Political Performances, end quote. Marcano wrote that Ramaswamy came off as a privileged know-it-all, with no patience for the young crowd, and that when the room turned, he left. Marcano is a longtime journalist and a former national president of the Society of Professional Journalists. His column carried a date error, placing the speech on July 31st rather than July 29th. The turn came when Ramaswamy told the audience that his own generation had already secured its future. Multiple outlets transcribed the line consistently. Quote, The truth of the matter is, you know, no matter what happens in whichever direction we go, people in my generation have already made it. We're going to be fine. It's going to be your generation that pays the price. That choice belongs to you, end quote. The booing escalated from there. Newsweek reported that one audience member shouted that the crowd did not want to hear his talking points, called him a political cretin, and told him to leave. Other outlets transcribed that particular insult differently. Ramaswamy closed by telling the room, quote, peace out, see you guys, and left to continued booing, according to the Daily Beast, which reviewed video of the full appearance. Acton, Ramaswamy, an out-of-touch billionaire, end quote. Democratic nominee Dr. Amy Acton amplified a clip of the speech on July 30th and wrote that Ramaswamy's disdain for the people of Ohio is alarming, calling it the entitled mindset of an out-of-touch billionaire. That line of attack is not new from her campaign. It is the same one Acton has used against his private jet travel and his roughly $25 million in personal loans to his own campaign. What changed on July 29th is that the argument was being made loudly by a room full of Republicans and libertarians. Newsweek and the Daily Beast each reported contacting Ramaswamy's campaign and Young Americans for Liberty for comment. Why the venue matters. The room was the point. Young Americans for Liberty grew out of Ron Paul's presidential campaigns and organizes college students around limited government and free markets, the same principles Ramaswamy has built a national profile on. This was not a hostile crowd assembled by opponents. It was, on paper, his lane. Attendees heckled him over Israel, immigration and H-1B visas, and over housing costs, energy prices, and data centers. Ramaswamy told the room the real divide in America is not between Republicans and Democrats, but between, quote, winners and whiners, end quote. When one attendee interrupted, he told him he could give a speech when the organizers gave him a slot, and to sit down until then. The data center fight runs through Seneca County. The heckling over data centers and energy prices lands close to home. Tiffin City Council voted 6-0 in April to freeze data center development inside city limits for up to a year under Resolution 2026-42, giving officials time to write zoning rules or decide against the facilities entirely. No data center had been proposed in Tiffin. Finley's council passed its own 12-month pause the following day, after earlier moratoriums in Maumee and Waterville. The two candidates for governor are on opposite sides of that question. Acton said in July she would back a conditional statewide moratorium unless new facilities cover their full utility costs, use exclusively union labor, and locate on former industrial land. Ramaswamy has rejected a ban and campaigned on accelerating the build-out, arguing the industry should shoulder its own energy demand while construction continues. Ohio's data center sales tax exemption cost the state an estimated $1.6 billion in 2025. The numbers behind the moment. Ramaswamy won the May 5th Republican primary with 82.5% of the vote, sweeping all 88 counties. His only opponent on the ballot, Northwest Ohio car designer Casey Puch, took 17.5% while spending almost nothing. The general election has been a different contest. The Cook Political Report moved Ohio's governor race from lean Republican to toss-up in July. Cook analyst Jessica Taylor wrote that Ohio Republicans the outlet spoke with were not optimistic about Ramaswamy, quoting one GOP source, saying he was the wrong candidate to gamble on in this environment. A New York Times/Siena College poll released in July had the race tied at 47%. Ramaswamy has been booed by friendly on-paper audiences before, including during the 2024 Republican primary debates and at the 2024 Libertarian Party convention. A note on the record. Several national outlets got basic details of this story wrong. The New Republic and Yahoo placed the speech in Cleveland. It happened at Xavier University in Cincinnati. Raw Story reported it as Thursday. Convention records and multiple accounts place it on Wednesday, July 29th. Readers encountering competing versions online are seeing reporting errors, not competing accounts of what happened in the room. Early voting in Ohio's general election begins this fall, ahead of the November 3rd election.